When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the FCB Radio Network, home of the best personalities and where real talk lives. Online at FCBRadio.com. FCB. This is the Outlaws Extra on the FCB Radio Network.
Welcome to the Outlaws Extra. This is Darvio the Kingpin Marl. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Outlaws Radio. It's a very special edition of the show. We have our special guest, Bashir Jones, who's going to be talking about his support for the Republican Cuyahoga County executive nominee Lee Weingart and why he thought it was important as a Democrat to talk about this, to make this decision. And we discuss the importance of making sure that the black vote is not taken for granted and receiving more than what we currently get in exchange for our vote. And so we had a very, very good conversation, addressed a whole host of things surrounding this topic. So I can't wait for y'all to check it out. So we are going to take a commercial break now. And when we come back, we will go to Bashir's interview in its entirety. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Outlaws Extra.
Yo, what's up? Bring the noise right here. Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. You are tuned in the Outlaws Radio Show.
Yeah, this is Chris Gotti, and you're listening to the number one radio show, The Outlaws. You heard me? Adventure Music supports Chris Gotti. Go check him out.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian, actress Coco Brown, and you're listening to The Outlaws Radio Show.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, SNMJT, and I'm with Outlaws.
These days, it seems like everybody's talking, but no one is actually listening to the things they're saying. Critical thinking isn't dead, but it's definitely low on oxygen. Join me, Kira Davis, on Just Listen to Yourself every week as we reason through issues big and small, critique our own ideas, and learn to draw our talking points all the way out to their logical conclusions. Subscribe to Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis, an FCB Radio podcast on Apple, on Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Outlaws Extra. Make sure that you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you listen to this show on Apple, make sure you leave us a 5-star review and a comment is very important for the algorithm. And for those of you who have already done so, thank you oh so very much. And now let's go to our interview with former Cleveland City Councilman Bashir Jones. All right. We have a very special guest on the show today. My brother, he's been on this show before. Former Cleveland Councilman Bashir Jones. Welcome back. How you doing, sir?
Darvio, man. I want to say openly, man, I really appreciate your advocacy. I appreciate your voice. I appreciate you being a light in these dark times of critical thinking, logical reasoning. So I just appreciate you, man, for using your pen. It says that even weak ink is more powerful than the strongest gun, man. So I appreciate you.
I appreciate that, man. And I tell you, bruh, I have, generally speaking, I have a very low opinion on elected officials in general. But it really warmed my heart to see a brother like you as an elected official, man, to know that there was somebody who was in office who actually gave a damn about the people and was sincere about that. And I'll tell anybody that your heart for the people is completely sincere. And I have the utmost amount of respect for you for that, bro.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. I thank you. I thank that beautiful mother of yours, man. I thank that, you know, who produced a great man like you. And, you know, as we go on this journey, you know, there may come times where we agree, or time that we may disagree, or times that whatever. But what I love about you is just the ability to have a conversation. And we can always disagree, but not be disagreeable. But honestly, man, there hasn't been anything I've disagreed with you yet about, man. So I may sound kind of biased right now, but it's always an honor to be on your show. And I'm a fan of your work and a fan of your interviews. And keep up the great work.
I appreciate that, brother. So you've stirred up a lot in the last couple of days. For those who don't know, and this has been public. I've, like most people who listen to this show or follow me on social media, know that I'm supporting Lee Weingart. But you have recently endorsed Lee Weingart for county executive. So first, talk about how you came to that conclusion, and then we'll kind of get into the nuts and bolts of it.
You know, from the beginning, you know, for the past, I would say, couple of years, you know, I've been I've had internal conflict with my support for the Democratic Party. Just the things that I've seen that really, I can understand why people don't want to vote. I get it. You know, we're just not accomplishing much, even when we have the majority. Whether it's the majority in Cleveland, majority of city council. I mean, you don't have one Republican openly as a councilman, a mayor, a Democratic mayor. So you're talking about, I mean, when was the last time a mayor was Republican? You're talking about years ago, man. I mean, before I was born.
2 years old.
You too. I mean, maybe it was Ralph Kern, I don't know.
It was Voinovich. And that Voinovich. One he left in 89. I was 2 years old.
Oh wow, okay. So I was 5, man. So I mean, that's the last one we've had. And we don't have, yeah. I mean, honestly, we don't have any new black millionaires. We don't have new black wealth. We have some of the same black businesses. We have the same issues with banks not investing in our communities. You know, we have the same issues that we've had since the 80s. So the question we got to ask ourselves is, whose fault is it? Is it our fault because we allow ourselves to be taken advantage of? Or is it the fault of those who are taken advantage of? I think it's a little bit of both. So I think I'm in a space now where I'm like, you know what? I'm in no one's box. And despite what people think I'm doing it for, because you can only think, you don't know, you just think why until I can tell you. But it's time for us to support those who support our agenda. And when I sat with Lee, I was like, man, this guy it's clear he's been talking to black people and not just talking to them, but listening to them as well. Mm-hmm. And that means a lot to me. And, you know, I'm also dismayed by the National Republican Party and their racist rhetoric and empathy towards racists and racist policies, right? But if you want to separate the spineless behavior of National Democrats from local Democrats, then surely you should be able to separate, or at least the possibility of separating, the difference between national Republicans and local Republicans. And the reality is, racism don't have a party. I guarantee you. I'm not saying it, I'm thinking it. I'm telling you,
that, and you, Darby, you know this already.
Better say that. The
Democrats are as racist as Republicans. One is overt and the other is covert. But the covert is more, is more destructive because you're playing as my friend, but you're really just as much an enemy.
Well, that's exactly what Malcolm X used to talk about when he railed against the white liberal, right? Like that, you know, when you pretend to be our friend and benefactor, but you know what I mean? That you put us in a situation to be even more vulnerable because we trust you. And at the same time, you putting us on the menu and not putting us at the table, right?
Come on, brother. So, listen, when I was leaving out of office, and I chose to support Kevin Kelly over Mayor Bibb, and congratulations to him. And you know, he got about 6 more months, you know, until the pressure hits him for what are you doing for Black people? You know what I mean? And I want him to be successful, because his success is our success. But while we were running, we ran on certain concepts of what we were going to do for Black people.
Yeah.
And I don't see it. I don't feel it. I don't see it. So that's important. But I always try to stand on what I believe in as passionately as I believe in it. You know, Kevin Kelly, I worked with Kevin Kelly. Him and I didn't agree all the time, but I had a history of working with him. Uh-huh. And for those who never worked with me before, who had this idea, you know, Bashir is Black, you know, Muslim, you know, or, you know, you know, and there's no, why would he support, you know,
yeah,
Kevin Kelly, you know, or Bibb, you know? But for me, you know, I'm not in a box. I'm a thinker. I think deeply about things, and I know I have a responsibility to people that listen to me. I have a responsibility to them. So I chose Kevin Kelly. And this time, this choice was a little bit different and actually an easier one, to be quite honest, because my ward is right next to University Circle. So I know the issues that my residents have dealt with at University Circle. And I never heard a voice of leadership come out of University Circle saying, we're going to end this issue of over 90% of traffic tickets going to Black people. And the demographic that lives in University Circle is not even close to 90% Black.
No, right? It's not.
You know, when you look at the management and the upper management, senior management of the organization that was led, you don't see any Black people in upper management for years. You've never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the Black businesses, you got Capos, but you don't have many Black businesses. So all of this money that has come into University Circle to build this brand new, you know, retail, and it looks amazing, but we know it's for Case Western Reserve students. It wasn't created for us. So when we go there, we feel like outsiders. We don't feel like it's right next door to us. So they make it clear that they don't want us there. So for me, it was an easy choice. Like, yo, don't tell me what you're going to do for Black people when you never did it. I'm done with liberals telling me that I'm supposed to support somebody because, you know, vote down the ballot. I'm done with that. I'm done with that, man. And I can guarantee you, don't think, for anybody that's tuned in who may disagree, don't think that this is a one-off. Don't think it's just, oh, this one Darvio or one Bashir or one. Like, no, there's a wave that's happening across the country where Black people are saying, you know what? You know, my party may be quote unquote Democrat, but I want to vote for that which fits my interests, period.
And, you know, we talked about this. We talk about this all the time. I don't see anything wrong with that. Like every other group, every other community votes in their interests, mm-hmm. and they're expected to. But when it comes to us, you know, people will cuss us out if we even ask for something, right?
Come on. And
I tell you, man, one of the things that I remember the first time I met you, one of the things that really stood out to me is when I first met you, I was like, all right, I never met you before. And, you know, you have this reputation of being a rabble rouser and all this other stuff. But when I sat with you and talked to you, I'm like, first of all, this brother's really smart. And you talked about something that I never rarely hear people in politics talk about, which is the importance of economics. when it comes to Black people specifically. I'm like, he gets it, because we have spent so much of our time talking about focusing on political freedom. And don't get me wrong, that's important. But if you have economic freedom, you can buy political freedom. You know what I mean? Come on. Come on. You know how the system works, right? Like, come on, dude. So, and that was one of the things that kind of caught my eye when it came to Lee. When Lee first came on my show, mm-hmm. before I was involved in the race, before I endorsed him or anything, mm-hmm. I asked him, and you know, I'm going to ask you, what you going to do for Black people?
That's why I love your show, man. I love you.
You know I'm mad. And I asked right. him, and when he started talking about those contracts and things like that, I'm like, okay, Lee gets it. So talk about mm-hmm. the importance of economics for Black people, for us to be able to address our condition.
Listen, man, you hit it on the head, brother. There's two things when it comes to politicians. There's two things that will move them. Unless they just if they truly have a heart for the people,
right?
None of these things will move them, because they will take care of the people despite it, okay? But there's two things that usually move politicians. That's money and that's votes. So if you don't vote, most of the money that we know that comes into our political races come from outside. So they can't vote, but they can write checks. And if you can't write checks, which most Black people, we don't have the ability to really write the checks that really, really move campaigns. I mean, you know, $5 here, a bunch of people, right? But overall, we don't write the same checks that other groups of people write. You have to move people with votes. So Democrats understand that we are a major base for their victory. If they lose Black people, Democrats are done. Democrats have shown too much weakness to even get more white people, let alone to get a community that they are not taking care of properly. So economics is it. So you have council members or mayors, for that matter, but let's take it to council members, who will talk to one group of people about raccoons and groundhogs and garbage cans and talk to a different group about multi-million dollar contracts. Mm-hmm. I was in those rooms. And if you don't make those developers who are coming into your community, if you don't make them do community benefit agreements where they're putting dollars back into the community, I'm not talking about building a park and you just did a $30 million project. I'm talking about who is pouring your concrete. I'm talking about who is, you know what I'm saying, providing the dump trucks. Who's yeah. getting the contracts? Who's getting the contracts? And the politicians have the power to say, this percentage should go towards Black. Now, somebody will say, well, you know, we'll say minority. No, forget that. Forget that. Because when you say minority, you're talking about white women, you're talking about women, you're talking about Asian, you're talking about Hispanic, you're talking about Black, don't tell me people of color. I'm talking specifically Black people and Black businesses. Do you have Black people in upper management of your institution? Do you have Black contractors that are getting these contractors? Do you have Black consultants who are assisting you? If you don't have that, don't talk to me about people of color, because you're insulting my intelligence and insulting my understanding. Now, the rest of my community may not understand that because they haven't had the experiences that I have or the right. experiences that you have had. But we understand that Cleveland is a $1.8 billion corporation. $1.8 billion. So listen, man, if it's $1.8 billion, 10% of that is $180 million. What could we do with if Black businesses got $180 million
right.
in their hands? How could that decrease crime? How are you going to talk about crime that Black people commit and don't talk about the crimes against Black people in the form of economic deprivation? This is what's happening. This is what's going on. You know, so when people talk to me about, well, no, you got to be a Democrat, and I ain't going, Bashir not, he not invited to the cookout no more, because, you know, he went, man, you don't understand the elevation of the conversation that I'm beginning to have openly for everybody to be able to see. Because you have a great writer and speaker like Dario speaking on it, but when was the last time that you had a previous elected official or somebody who was well known politically that said, you know what, I'm not voting for that party. I'm going with this party on this one. So I want to help create the wave. And you know the Darvio, because I reached out to you and I said, yo, D, man, we got to create the wave. You got to do it through your way. I got to do it through my way. And we gotta create the wave for people just to open their minds. I ain't telling you to go to the Republican Party or go, because in some cases, the Democrat is better. In other cases, the Independent is better. In some places, the Republican better. But more than anything, don't support someone else's agenda for you. Support them if they support your agenda for yourself.
Very right. We're talking with Bashir Jones, former Cleveland City Councilman. And on that note, you know, I read a lot about political history in general, but especially political history when it comes to Black people. And, you know, the last thing you said, I completely agree with that sentiment. Like, for me, it's not about taking Black folks from being 90% Democrat to being 90% Republican, because we did that before too. And what happened, the same thing happened then that happened now, is the party that we were voting for 90% of the time took us for granted. That's typically what happens when you give 90% of your vote in the same direction. Right. What I want it to be as competitive as possible, because then it forces both parties. It forces the Republicans and the Democrats to address our issues. Because without that, because as you said, it's about money or votes. That's how this system works. Without that, there is no incentive, unless they just truly give a damn. And you and I both know there's not a lot of people in politics who do. So unless they just truly care, they have no incentive to address our issues, because one party takes us for granted and the other one ignores us. So in this situation, to have a candidate like Lee, and to have the people who are supporting Lee, who are sincere about talking to Black folks, not only just talking to Black folks, but to put policy, real policy on the table, not just chicken dinners, like you said at the press conference, real policy on the table to address our issues, to address our needs and our concerns. I think that is super important.
Very important, Darvio, man. You know, I think about Chris, man. Chris is a person who has been a friend of mine for years. Who I think is a good person, has a good heart. He's a person that I would go to the amusement park with. You know what I mean? Like, we can go chill, man. We can go to each other's house for dinner or something like that. Lee is the type of person I want to do business with. Lee is the type of person who we can do all that other stuff, but he want to do some business. I want to bring some resources. I want to do what I said I was going to do. That's the type of people I want to be around. I don't want to be around people who say one thing, but their actions don't show. Don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me. And we haven't been shown any love from the party. We haven't been shown love. Black people are still suffering. We are still poor. We are still amongst the poorest. We are still overly charged and wrongfully convicted. In most cases, we are still dealing with issues around incarceration instead of rehabilitation. You know, we still are dealing with some of these same issues that we've always dealt with. And at the end of the day, when something happens, I'm tired of the Democrats singing "We Shall Overcome." I'm tired of that, man. I ain't singing "We Shall Overcome." I'm doing "We Shall Overcome" and holding hands, swinging back and forth. Write some checks. Write some checks in the community. Bring some resources in. You're not going to blind me with MLK tactics, man. I'm done with that. And MLK was moving towards what I'm talking about. Malcolm was already there in the understanding. But if we're not talking economics, then you're wasting the most precious asset that I have, which is time. And I ain't wasting my time. Right. I'm not wasting my time, brother.
Yeah, it's very interesting too, for people who don't know historically, how MLK and Malcolm ended up really, like, their philosophies got closer at the end of both of their lives, right? Like Malcolm, you know, post the pilgrimage, he had moved a little closer to MLK, and before MLK died, he was moving a little. So clearly there is an issue here, right? And we've been having the same conversation since the 60s. And at some point we have to say, okay, something that we're doing is not working. We're not getting the results politically that we should for the amount that we invest in this party. Because you're absolutely right. The Democratic Party, they cannot win
without Black voters, especially now that they've lost working class white voters and they're losing Hispanics. They definitely can't win without Black people now. And so for us to get the low return.
That's a powerful point, man, because you and I both know that Black people are conservative. We are conservative.
No doubt.
You know, we're majority Christian, or we're majority religious. You know what I'm saying? You could be in the middle of a strip club and the dude say, listen, man, we're going to thank God, man. Put your head down. We're going to make this. Man.
I tell people all the time, man, we will cut you out about our faith.
Listen, the gangsters of all gangsters are going to say, hey, man, be quiet, man. We got to pray, man.
Right.
We are a divine people, man. Black people are a divine people and are the most forgiving type of people. And we are very loyal. We're very, very loyal people, man. And so think about this. We're very conservative in our beliefs and ideologies.
Yeah.
So why can't the Republicans get us? It's because they're so blatantly racist on the national side and so empathetic to racists and creating racist policies such as the suppression of the vote and so on and so on, that we just can't do it openly. Because believe me, there's a lot of Black people who are Republicans. It's a lot who have said, you know what? I understand they're racist, but we can do business. Right? So they've worked it out in their mind and in their spirit to turn down one and support the other. But I'm telling you, and you know this, brother, Black people are shifting. We are not our grandmothers. We are not our grandfathers. We are shifting. We are thinkers. We are logical. And we are not loyal to a party that won't let us in. We are not loyal to a party that won't let us have a seat at the table. The wave is happening. Now, and here in Cleveland, you know, they heard my voice. They hear your voice. But you're going to see and hear these voices start happening all across the country. Watch.
Yeah. We're talking with Bashir Jones, former Cleveland City Councilman. And man, I mean, you're absolutely right. And I mean, we see it, you know, I've seen it all over the place. And part of it is because Black people want results. We're tired of rhetoric, right? We want results. And we want the same attention given to us that's given to any other group. Mm-hmm. But the problem that I have, which and it's really largely liberals that do this, is that they act so offended when we say, okay, well, what are you going to give us in exchange for our vote? Like, we don't have a right to expect anything.
Come on, brother. Ooh, come on. Come here. Give me a pound on that one, brother.
It irks my soul. Like we should just be happy to not be in chains anymore. Come on. I got a problem with that.
Come on, man. How you gonna be angrier about racism than me? how you gonna tell me how I'm supposed to respond to racism?
Right.
When it was your daddies and your granddaddies who implemented the policies that have hurt my people. You can't tell me how to feel about racism and in this country. So listen, I appreciate you marching, but how about you going to that boardroom and make sure that you cut checks for Black people in this community? How about you make sure that Black people got man, you know how much struggle I had, man, down in City Hall that are all Democrats trying to get contracts. So, you know, in supporting Kevin Kelly, said, listen, man, I'm going to support you. You know, I believe in what you're talking about. I'm getting ready to leave council. You know, I want to make sure I leave an impact on my community. And I fought and fought and fought, and we still haven't gotten the resources. The resources that we fought for, we still haven't received those resources in World War VII. But politics is politics, and I get it. So, but I understand the game. I understand how it goes now, better than I did before. But what I want people to understand, Darvio, and you make it clear, is that our agenda must be more important than any party rhetoric. And when it comes to liberal white people, specifically, they are as bad and as extreme as the far extreme conservative white people. They are just as bad. They are just as bad because one, matter of fact, I would even urge to say that the liberal whites are worse because they come in sheep's clothing. They don't give us no resources. They'll march with you. They'll march with you, even help you tear up your own community.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll be damned. They'll be damned if they make sure you got a cut of their contract. Right. Nah, you ain't getting that. You ain't getting that.
Which is where the power is. That's the thing. It's like, I completely understand where you're at and where you're coming from. And I know this can be hard for some people because of how loyal we are as Black people in general. But we have to look at, what can we do? Who can we go with who's actually going to put resources on the table to improve our community? And one thing that you said earlier, and you said it at the press conference as well, because obviously every politician always says, hey, well I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It's concerning to me because Chris Ronayne, the Democratic nominee, hasn't even done that. Like, he barely even fakes it. But, you know, most politicians will always say what they're going to do. But one point that you made here, you made it at the press conference earlier today, is that it's also just as important to see what you have done. Your record is important as well. So talk a little bit about what you saw in Lee's record to make you comfortable that he's going to do what he's telling us he's going to do.
That's a great question, man. I first want to say that, you know, many people who are just getting to know me don't know that I have a history of doing exactly what I'm doing, which is being out of the box. But along with that, I have a history of service in my community. I mean, for the past 25 years, over 20 years, I've been consistent in fighting for issues, standing up for issues, whether it was on the radio, whether it was an activist, whether it was as a councilman. So this message that you're hearing from me is not a new message. You know, even though you're used to me being in a box because you're thinking, not you, Dario, but or not even most of your audience, but you're thinking that there's no way that I can be for Black people and support a Republican. It just doesn't make sense. Uh-huh. Because that's a limited understanding. I've traveled this world. I have experiences with different cultures. I've done business. I've been to places, man. So I understand that I don't know everything. I don't understand everything. And that I have to be open that somebody else might have an answer that can help better my community. So I'm not opposed to supporting who you think I shouldn't support, as long as they can help bring resources to my community. That's all I care about. I'm not getting enriched by these things. I don't get paid for these things. I believe in it, because I don't stand up for nothing I don't believe in. And then there may come a time as I grow that I don't believe in that no more. I believe in something else because I've grown, I've evolved. I always keep my mind open. And that's what I want you to do. That's what I want your audience to do. And for other, those who are tuned in, is to do the same thing. Be open to growth. Be open to understanding that what you believe may not be the truth. And that maybe we've been programmed. And we must unlearn in order to relearn something new. So as I sat down with Lee, I brought the baggage of my issues with the National Republican Party. But when I sat down with him, I sat down with a human being. I sat down with a man who wasn't placating with me, but was speaking straight, who was telling me, I understand this, I understand that, and this is what we're gonna do, but this is what I've done. I have helped secure funding for Black businesses. I've helped support these different organizations. As a private citizen, these are the things that I've done. His conversation was about resources. And at the end of the day, if you're not talking resources of what you've done, then how can we trust you for what you're going to do when we have a county jail that's in shambles, that we have an issue with Children and Family Services that needs resources, when we have issues with the lack of contracts that go to Black businesses? If you don't even understand what we're dealing with, then how can you help us? And how can you help us when you did have the ability to do something, you didn't do it? So I don't want to talk around in circles. I don't want to play the political game and the political tennis match. I don't want to do that. I want to hear about resources. I want to hear about money. Because guess what? Every time that we're over police and a young man gets shot, a father gets shot and taken from his family, that's resources being taken from the family. When a man has to go to jail or a woman has to go to jail, falsely charged and wrongfully convicted, has to stay in the county jail for a year or so, even though that even after that year, come to find out they was innocent, that takes away resources. All these things are resources. All of these issues with racist policies and removing us from the opportunity to grow economically, all it does is continue generational poverty for Black people. I want to break the curse. And in order for us to break the curse, Grandma said something very beautiful. She said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So at some point, the Black community got to wake up and say, you know what? This road that we traveling is not working. It's time to go in a different direction.
Bashir Jones, ladies and gentlemen, let them know how to follow you, sir.
Hey, man, you can follow me on Instagram at Bashir J, Facebook Bashir Jones. And more important than anything, if you are a praying person, please keep us in your prayers. Keep us in your prayers. But I want to say to all of those out there, I was created by a merciful, amazing God. And he created me. So can't nothing destroy me because he created me. So the bullets that people shoot because of my decisions are all plastic bullets, man. They don't touch me. They don't affect me because I know in my heart why I'm doing it. It has to be the community over the party. It has to be the community over the party. If you continue to put the party over the community, you're going to continue to get the same results.
And everybody likes to walk around today and brag about how woke they are. Putting community over party, that's woke. That's woke for real. Thank you, sir, for coming on the show, man. Spending time with us. We always have a great conversation.
It's always a pleasure, Darby, yo, man. You a genius, man. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you, dog.
Yes, sir. Peace.
One more time, thank you to former Cleveland City Councilman Bashir Jones for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. We are out of here. We'll see you next time. Peace.
The FCB Radio Network. First class broadcasting worldwide.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.